AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, brought to you by our incredible sponsor, National Grid. And we are back for the season. I'm not sure how everybody else is feeling out there, but suddenly it's starting to feel like summer, and I always know when I hear that music play and the Waterfire schedule goes out that we're ready to start a season off and get rid of that terrible, terrible winter that we have. So again, welcome to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island, where this is our first show of the season. And we're going to be here with you every Wednesday from 3 to 4, again on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And there's a lot of thanks to, again, National Grid, our sponsor, for that. But, you know, Waterfire is, as we know, very much loved in our state. But this show is not just about Waterfire. It's also about a lot of the other beautiful arts and cultural programs that we have here in Rhode Island. I think that sometimes we overlook exactly how incredible we are. Just because people think we're small doesn't mean that we're not really big, because great things come in small packages, I am told. So anyway, I hope everyone out there is having a great day, and I'm waiting for my co-host, the artistic director of Waterfire and the creator, Mr. Barnaby Evans. I think he's running a little late, but that's because he's getting ready for Waterfire. And if anybody knows how much work it takes to get ready for Waterfire, they would understand why he might be running late. So, Barnaby, if you're in your car listening, we're waiting for you. But anyway, I wanted to start off by saying I have to debunk a rumor that's been out there. And I actually, in studio right now with me, I have two guests that we're going to be talking to later on. But I might actually invite them to start speaking with us just now, just to have a little dialogue happening there. I've got a dear friend of mine, Arthur Richter. Hello, Arthur.
Hello, Bronwyn. How are you?
I'm doing great. And Arthur has been a wonderful supporter of Waterfire, but also supports so many of the other arts organizations here. And we'll be talking about the Wilbury Theater with the founding artistic director, Josh Short, who is here as well. Josh, if you just want to say hello to the audience.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I know there's a lot of stuff that you've got going on, and we'll talk about that a little later. But again, so this is what I need to debunk. Arthur, have you heard that for some reason there was a story on the news that Waterfire was not going to be able to happen this year? Like, did you hear something like that about a week and a half ago?
No.
You did? All right. Well, I got calls at the office, incredible amounts of telephone calls.
It was April Fool's Day, probably, Bronwyn.
No, it was after that. It was after that, Arthur. And people were calling, and my donors and sponsors saying, Bronwyn, I think I just heard that there's no Waterfire. And I have to say, what happened, and it was really rather ingenious of Barnaby and a great group of people to do this, but what happened was we staged something called a tea party. So, you know, there's usually something called Ladies High Tea, and, you know, and you do it in the afternoon, and it's a great event. Well, we had a little problem, which we've had for years now, which has always been that there is a lack of water in the river sometimes because of dredging.
What is this, California?
Well, because we have not dredged the river. So, aha, our fearless warrior just walked in the studio. Hello, Barnaby.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I've been in meetings all day on some of these subjects.
I know. Well, you know, I was sitting there and I was just, I'm debunking the myth. I've had so many phone calls, and I was telling you
about
this.
Did Arthur say that it was Arthur the source of this myth?
No, he wasn't, actually.
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, okay.
But what we said, I was telling people that I was getting all these phone calls that people thought that on the news they saw that Waterfire was not going to be on this season. And what they were seeing was, I started to say, this tea party that we did. And actually, it was probably one of the most genius things I've ever seen you do, and you can probably explain it a little better, but it was not a high-tide tea party, but a low-tide tea party, because if anybody's seen that river that has not been dredged when there's no water in it, it's a sand... Well, it's kind of like sandbars, right?
It looks like a big sandy beach.
Yeah.
We're calling it Fourth Beach.
Fourth Beach. I like it. So can you explain to people what the tea party was and what they might have heard on the news that made them think, creator of Waterfire says Waterfire cannot go on?
I think maybe their enthusiasm for water fire didn't want to be threatened at all, so they suddenly feared more than... What we were drawing attention to is the huge investment that the state made and all these developers made in Capital Center of moving the river and making this beautiful park does require maintenance, and slowly sand is filling in the river. And we were bringing attention to the fact, because there was a low tide, you could actually see the sand. And mm-hmm. I think people sometimes don't realize the complexity of what it is for us to produce water fire. But we have to work around the moon and the tides and
exactly
when boats can operate. And that was a Friday lunchtime when you could actually see just how much sand had come in. Because normally that area at low tide, you would have 4.5 feet of water under that low tide. And we had a whole tea party out there.
Well, so essentially what you did in that area there, where people are so used to thinking of it being filled with water, that's that circular area we call the basin, you set up a table. I know you had the Mad Hatter and Alice.
We had the Mad Hatter, and we had mm-hmm. Alice in Wonderland, and we served tea.
And you had people walking around saying, "Please dredge our river."
Exactly.
And I think it's an important thing just to bring that up. So when that was said, because I think maybe the news interviewed you and you said, "Well, geez, if this keeps on happening like this, we can't do water fire.
Yeah.
It becomes mud fire, right?"
I have an idea.
Okay, what's the idea?
I think you should have another party, and everybody should bring a shovel.
Yeah, it's sand party.
There you go. We
could do that. This is why we have to have Arthur here more often.
Exactly.
Arthur is always full of good ideas.
He is always full of good ideas. And, you know, I was telling the audience that we have a great show lined up. One, so we do have a season. The season will
it's
go on.
It's on the website.
It's on the website. And it's a really, it's going to be a great season, Barnaby.
It is. There's some great things coming up.
We
Absolutely.
Do. I mean, well, first, and I know later in the show, we're going to have the privilege to talk to Brad Reed, who is part of the Volvo Ocean Race and Sail Newport, because our first lighting, although not a full lighting. So,
yeah.
For people who don't understand the difference, a full lighting is when we go from the basin area, which is that circle in front of Water Place Park, and then we go all the way up to Memorial Park, which is where Hemingway's is. That's a full lighting. A partial lighting is when we do the basin area and the area leading to the mall, and then up to something in Steeple Street, essentially where the Citizens Bank building is and Cafe Nuovo. They're always... I like the partial lightings. I find them to be... They've got a different feel to
them. They're very nice, yeah.
Yeah, kind of like... It's just... They're very intimate, usually, which is great. But the reason we're doing this lighting on May 16th is because of the Volvo Ocean Race, which is in town, I believe, and it started yesterday.
Is that the worldwide one?
That's the worldwide ocean race. I think it's actually still coming in.
They're expecting the first ships in tonight around 8 o'clock,
yep.
And they're going to be here until May 17th.
Yep.
Well, Arthur, you can't answer all the questions I'm going to ask Brad Reed when I'm on the phone with him.
Oh, my God. I forgot about him, Bronwyn.
But anyway, so we do. We've got an incredible...
And this is the only American stop of this worldwide race, so it's impressive.
Well, and that's why I thought it was wonderful when Volvo came to us and said, you know, there's thousands and thousands of people, not only in Newport, but in all of the hotels, from Newport all the way up to Providence. And so they're bringing people back and forth on shuttles. And they really said, you know, there's all these people that are coming in nationally and internationally. We have to show them water fire, because so many people have heard of it nationally and internationally. So that, I think that was pretty exciting for us, and that's exactly how we're going to kick off the season. But then we have our first full lighting on Memorial Day weekend.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
Same weekend as Brown's...
Brown's commemoration.
Yeah, and you are a Brown alum.
Commencement.
It's
yes,
a commencement,
yes,
but their alumni weekend as well. And
yep.
Actually, it's your year.
It is my year.
It is your year. So...
Graduated... 10 years ago, I think it was.
Was it 10 years ago? Mm-hmm. Gosh, Barnaby.
Are we going to see you at the campus dance? With?
I don't know.
Well, you know, what I wanted to do, again, is I really stress what a great season we have lined up. We've got, you know, May 23rd, then May 29th, celebrating Providence College, and then June 13th, a huge, huge night, which people can find out more information. National Grid is a sponsor. The city of Providence is just going to be chock full of so much activity on that day, and it's Gatsby Day.
Right. It's the Providence International Arts Festival, the first something that is being produced by First Works, and it's an idea that Mayor Alorza has had for some time, and all the arts groups across the state are coming together to put even more art on the street. That's nice. It's going to be a great night.
Yeah, and then we go into July, and we're working with the Navigant Credit Union, and when we come back, we'll be able to tell you a little bit more about the highlights, because there's a lot of really great stuff that people can come down and see this season. And you are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talking business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelter, your host. I am here with my co-host, the creator and artistic director, Barnaby Evans, and we'll be back in a sec. And here's a quick message from our sponsor, National Grid, who has quoted and sent over such a nice thing to say. National Grid delivers the energy to the places where Rhode Islanders live, work, and play. And this year, we are once again proud to be a sponsor of Waterfire Providence to help shine a light on the rich cultural heritage of our community. So please visit nationalgrid.com and connect with us on Facebook and Twitter for energy-saving ideas for your home and business. And gosh, you know, I think I need to do that because I found out that my bills are too big because I don't think I conserve energy very well. And you know what? They've got such a great program. They will come into your home, and they will actually find out where you might be, you know, lacking in really being efficient energy-wise. So good thanks to our friends there at National Grid, and we're welcoming everybody back here to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I am your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and you are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. And I'm here with Barnaby Evans, and Barnaby, we are kicking off the season.
We are. We've got a bunch of good things. We're also, one of the things you started to mention is we've got the Gatsby event we'll be doing on the 13th of June, and it's an event that I think all Rhode Islanders are proud of, but many people around the country don't realize its importance, and it was really the first step towards the American Revolution and the creation of our country.
Well, that's right. Didn't you tell me once that it really was Rhode Island that started the revolution, not that Tea Party that they talk about in Boston?
Almost 2 years earlier, the Gatsby affair happened before the Tea Party, and it was the ability of the Rhode Island community as a whole to sort of withstand the Crown's attempted imposition of retribution on that encouraged the rest of the colonies to say, hey, we can do this. So the Tea Party was in response to that, and of course Rhode Island was the first state to declare independence from the Crown, which was 2 days ago, I believe.
Weren't we the last one to sign?
We were the very last one to decide we were going to join the rest of the colonies, yes.
Well, and you know, so we'll have a lot of celebrations. I know that we do a play. And again, I'm just going to wait a little while before I talk to my friend Josh Short over here and hear a little bit more about the Wilbury Theater, which I'm so excited to talk about. So on June 13th, we've got performances that'll be happening at Savin's Tavern. A lot of great surprises for people. But then we go to July 18th, as I started to say, Navigant Credit Union celebrating 100 years. So we're going to be doing some great fun stuff on the July 18th, and I love those July fires.
Yeah, speaking of building the state, the Navigant's been here for 100 years making that possible.
Yeah, exactly, and so we'll be celebrating them, and then August is chock full, and this is the one that I'm really, really excited about. I'm excited about them all, but August 1st, you know, last year we did Rhode Island Defeats Hep C. With our great friend, Dr. Lynn Taylor, and with the support of Gilead, because there is a cure for hepatitis C. We brought awareness to that at Waterfire, and we're coming back, and we're doing that again. And then we've got other great things. I know, are you doing the canoes again with the fish?
We are going to have the fish back. I think we just decided on a date. I don't remember what it was. But we'll be announcing it for all the canoes.
Yeah, but I think two dates, right?
Yep,
Clear
we
Current?
We hope to do, yep.
Which is, if anybody hasn't seen it, it's wild. We invite the public to join us in canoes and kayaks, and there are these illuminated koi fish that are 6 to 8 feet tall that are mounted in the canoes, and it's just another piece of the art installation at the end of the day. And then we've got some other great things. I know the U.S.-China Institute's coming back. But again, everyone should look at our site. Again, August is chock full. August 1st, August 15th, August 29th. Then we go September 12th and then September 26th. So we're pretty heavily weighted. And then we do the Gloria Gemma Fire on October 3rd. And then, of course, our Salute to Veterans on November 7th, which, as we know, holds a dear place in my heart. But what else, Barnaby? What else do you have up your sleeve? I heard you talking about a fire tornado. Is that true?
Those are the rumors.
Yeah.
We'll have to find out.
You think you can really make a tornado out of fire?
Oh, I know we can. just need to find funders for the magic spells.
Well, anybody who's out there, Barnaby needs funding for, you know, the tornado, the fire tornado. And actually, we need funding for a jazz stage or a music stage. We've been looking for some sponsors, and it's always such a nice addition. So if there's anybody out there that's interested in more information, give us a call. Look at the Waterfire website. You can always reach out to me, Bronwyn@waterfire.org. And we need help with that. And the other thing I wanted to bring up, Barnaby, because I'm finding a lot of people don't know about this, is that Barnaby was just pointing at something. Anyway, I wanted to bring up, a lot of people ask me how to get on the boats at Waterfire, or when they walk by and they see the tents with the receptions, and they ask, what is that? Or, again, the big thing is, how do I get on the boats? We have a program at Waterfire, which, you know, we're a nonprofit, so we really do everything that we can to have great donors, and we've got a program where people can become a member of something called the Brazier Society, which gives them access at every Waterfire to essentially a reception that's fully catered. It's for members and sponsors. It gives them access to the boat rides. All of that information is on the Waterfire website, and it's such a fun thing to do. And even if you can't make every Waterfire, to be able to send your friends and family down, it's just a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun, and people enjoy it.
And again, it helps support Waterfire. So that's my plug that, you know, I'm going to put